Okay, good afternoon. So yeah, today actually we have two classes. One is for Introduction Buddhism and one is for our tenet class, yeah. So what I think here, because I think if we're going provide Introduction Buddhism class, maybe some new students will come and then maybe we can help them and we can help them to how to really practice religion. Yeah, it's a kind of way to practice religion. So that's what I think. But here, all of you are already started learn Buddhism many years ago. So actually I really don't have nothing special introduce Buddhism, yeah. Yeah, actually main point here because today we don't have kind of new students, so I really want to today want to share how do we practice Buddhism, yeah. Actually, it's really important for us to know how to practice Buddhism. Yeah, because we always have problem, you know, like just like all human beings, they really desire happiness and they really don't want suffering. But people really very difficult to find method of happiness and very difficult to find the cause of suffering. Yeah. Yeah, this is the practicing of Buddhism is for where to find method of happiness and where to find cause of suffering. Yeah. Since if we really don't find method to have happiness and method to eliminate suffering, then your practice in Buddhism is just kind of like it's like waste time. Or if I couldn't say waste time, you know, it depends on your motivation, but you accumulate some merits, that's I'm sure. Yeah, it's really accumulated merit. Just accumulated merit is doesn't enough for you have happiness. Yeah, if you just do like okay, do prostration. Yeah, just doing prostration can help us happiness, generate happiness within your mind, peaceful mind. Just practice. No, that's why we really practice in Buddhism is for really try to find method of permanent happiness, peaceful. Yeah. Is practice in Buddhism is not just for temporary, like calm down and just for attract people and just like for the like fun, you know? It's like kind of really waste your time and then that's why people, it's like me, it's very difficult to change your mind. It's very difficult to you progress your mind since practice Buddhism, yeah? Because we really didn't find a method. Also we really have lack of knowledge to practice Buddhism. Yeah. That's why here, because I thought if new students come, I just want to give them method how do you practice Buddhism, you know. But I want to kind of ask them why you want to become Buddhism, you know. You have to ask question yourself first, start to Buddhism just like us, you know, people like in the US or some everywhere, they one day okay, I want to become Buddhism, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna go take refuge, that's it. Then they think they already become Buddhism. After take refuge, just become Buddhism? No. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna become Buddhism. Tomorrow I'm gonna take refuge. Somebody say, oh, I am Buddhism because I already took refuge. Yeah. But we don't know anything about refuge. Taking refuge, yeah. That's why first we have to really ask question ourselves, why I'm become Buddhism? What does Buddhism mean? How do I practice Buddhism? These three questions are very important. First, become Buddhism. First, practice Buddhism. First, you practice Buddhism. You have to do really research. If I become Buddhism, what is beneficial things for in my life? Yeah? It's just like, oh, practicing Buddhism is very nice. They are doing the meditate. They are doing retreat. They have lots of kind of activity. It's like kind of really attractive. If you think like this and then you become Buddhism, it's kind of ridiculous, you know? Because everybody become Buddhism because they think is Buddhism is really useful for training your mind. Yeah, that's why we say definition of Buddhism in Tibetan Buddhism, definition of Buddhism is chu, we say Tibetan Dharma or Buddhism Dharma. Dharma is chu. Chu means for training mind, for training mind. Yeah, that's why we have to find training mind. Yeah? We couldn't train in mind. We couldn't find just like, okay, we always say we want happiness. Yeah? But we always destroy happiness. We want happiness, but we destroy happiness, yeah? You know how do you destroy happiness, yeah? We want to really come out from suffering. We always create suffering by ourselves. Yeah? That's why which cause create suffering we have to find. Which cause creates suffering and how do I take out? How do I eliminate which cause creates suffering? That's why we have to like anger, pride, jealous, those everything, kind of those things really create suffering and create really destroy our peaceful mind. Always in our class, I always give you advice. You just like practice kind of like, you know, like high, something like highest yoga tantra or something like, you know, even they don't have kind of like basic, you know. But we have to do just like, if you really want to bring on your shoulder, it's like kind of burden, you know. You have to bring as much as you can bring, you can take, yeah. Yeah? Yeah, you can take. When you eat food, you can eat as much as you can, yeah? With things you like, you know? Just like in our life, you practice a kind of Buddhism, which things really you can do. It's not, Buddhism is not for like talking, not for sharing other people, you know? It's something really you have to find for apply in your mind. Just like before I always mention in class, okay, maybe just practice compassion. You meditate on compassion. You try to do compassion. It's like start to basic of compassion. Try to really kind of associate with people. Try to practice like kind of open your mind. First, you really, when we practice Buddhism, we really have to be associated with people. We really have to open your mind. You know? If you really don't open your mind, then we always reside refuge. All sentient beings have to come out from suffering. You just reside. You don't do anything. It's like, that's why we like, in American day kind of expression, talking is very cheap, you know? Very cheap, you can talk. Even I can express lots of things here, but it's very difficult to take action. That's why we really, because in environment, this environment is lots of people, very, very difficult to open each other, very difficult to associate with each other, very difficult to talk each other. But even you see something problem, those people, even you see those people don't like to listen to you, but you open your mind. You know? you open your mind, you try to use your positive thinking towards those people who ignore your talking, who doesn't like to your talk, who disagree your talking, you know. Most important, associate with people, practicing Buddhism. Associate, open, because in Buddhism, we practice Dharma for what? For who? For yourself or what? Yeah, that's why we say we practice Dharma for sentient beings, all sentient beings, yeah? That's what we have to think. We practice in Dharma, all sentient beings. It's true. It's very difficult, you know. We cannot be friends like in small community, within family, you know. Like in small community, you know, cannot talk each other openly. Then where are sentient beings? All sentient beings, where? All sentient beings everywhere. You cannot associate people who are around you. How sentient beings, yeah? That's why you have to really make sure I'm always reciting something, practicing Dharma for all sentient beings. You have to really, is this true or not true? You have to make sure. You have to make true. Try to come in your life. That's what we have to practice. That's why His Holiness always say, practice in Buddhism, not only for blind. Not only for just like, not like, oh, everything created by God, they give you something. If we pray to Buddha, maybe Buddha take you to somewhere. No. He's not going to take you somewhere. He's not going to send you pure land, you know. It's just like kind of belief, you know. It's kind of blind faith. You have to really practice in Buddhism with knowledge, with proof, with evidence as much as you can, yeah? Yeah, that's why here, Buddhism, that's why last night I shared Singapore students, because they asked me to teach in kind of seven limbs. Then I told them, it's really, you appreciate asking me to teach seven limbs. Then they asked why, because you guys can practice seven limbs in your life. You can practice. Yeah? Just like kind of we practice in Buddhism practitioner, kind of like small, like what we say, is kind of base things, ignore. Like kind of basic things, ignore. They just go up somewhere. Same as like, or Buddhism first, Buddha, why start to teach Four Noble Truths? Yeah, because Buddha know these people are really not appropriate for listening like kind of tantra or kind of so other things. It's not appropriate. That's why he teach Buddhism according to the student's disposition. That's why he teach like kind of start with Four Noble Truths. If you learn Four Noble Truths very carefully, in Four Noble Truths we are talking about how we suffer in samsara, you know? How we come out from samsara, cause of samsara, everything in Four Noble Truths. You do meditation on Four Noble Truths, you can do it. People think kind of meditation class is like kind of there's separate things. There's a kind of separate meditation topic. No. Just like Four Noble Truths. You know, Four Noble Truths. We're talking about Four Noble Truths. How we suckle in samsara. Then what method have come out from samsara. There's all like this. No? But I'm not sure people are really clear about Four Noble Truths or not. You know? People say I'm become Buddhism maybe 20 years or 18 years. If I ask question, then if like kind of basic Four Noble first Buddha teaching, then maybe not sure, you know. That's what kind of those basic really you have to make sure. Yeah. If you kind of make sure those practice, then you get really proof. You really get interesting. Then you get evidence. Or then you think, oh really? Oh, Buddha's teaching, his teaching is really true. Like you feel like his teaching is really true. Like kind of like, what do you say? Like you get like kind of proof. Yeah, it's teaching, Buddhism teaching, not just for, it's not just enough for you to just read. You have to really, what do you say, put it in your brain. And then if you put it in your brain, then you can practice, then you can use it. Yeah. This is kind of first way to practice in Buddhism. It's not like Buddhism just jump there. Like we become like Buddhism, we have to make sure like Four Noble Truths, we have to really make sure how to take refuge. What is the benefit of taking refuge? Yeah? There are refuge, we say, like three objects, yeah? Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, those all kind of qualities you have to know. Then, if you know those all qualities, then taking benefit of refuge, then when you take refuge, your praying or your taking refuge will be meaningful. Just like some people doing something, understanding, yeah? Like kind of, like, okay, if I'm like maybe fixing something without learning, but I can fix, but it's like maybe they're going to have something problem. It's maybe I cannot fix very well. Like, yeah, people who have really experience to fix or experience to cook something, they are doing very well, you know. Like this is more meaningful. Like if you really kind of practice in Buddhism with knowing, with knowledge, then it will be more meaningful and what we say, worthwhile, yeah? It's worthwhile. That's why we really have to practice in with knowledge. Yeah? So this is a but no new students, what should I do? So then actually those all I usually share in the class here, yeah? Because if I have new students, I want to really ask them question, why you become Buddhism and what do you think practice in Buddhism kind of sharing. I want sharing something, but no new students and no. But here anyway, we are all our kind of old students or a practitioner. I really want to encourage because just like since you practice Buddhism, okay, somebody became Buddhism maybe 3 years, somebody became 4 years, somebody became 5 years, somebody maybe 10 years, 20 years, yeah? No, you have to look back. You have to sometimes just don't only walk in front, you know? Sometimes you have to look back when you walk. Maybe robber or something come and take you something, yeah, you know? But like when you practice in Buddhism, you have to look back how much you change. Yeah? How much your practice Buddhism does work? That's what we have to really look back and think. Yeah, I mentioned that Buddhism for changing mind, yeah? No further come to temple, no go to somewhere here, there, then if you no change nothing, then waste time, waste money. Yeah, that's why in Buddhism, of course, we have to accumulate merit. Yeah, Buddhism accumulate merit. Also, Buddhism have to wisdom. Accumulate merit and wisdom really have to go accompany, have to accompany union, have to be union, yeah? If no wisdom, only accumulated merit doesn't work. Only wisdom without accumulated merit, it doesn't work. It's, that's why we have to, first we have to find kind of Buddhism, like kind of base of Buddhism. Usually we have to two methods, yeah? Like accumulated merit and wisdom. This is true. Then also Buddhism we base Buddhism on three. Basis on three, yeah? We say basis, then path, then result. As I mentioned before in class, yeah? That's why in Tenet we teaching like base. Base. Buddhism really kind of include all kind of those three. Base and path and result. Yeah, that's why Buddha base, we're talking about like base. What base of Buddhism? If we ask, what base of Buddhism? Yeah, what is the base of Buddhism? Is it Buddha then? Yeah, what base of Buddhism? Yeah, we are. Yeah. Base of Buddhism, we just like before mentioned that like base of Buddhism, we say Ji is like true truth and four noble truth is kind of base of Buddhism. Now, pathism, Buddhism are include in four noble truth or true truth. Do you find in Buddhism any pathism of Buddhism? Do you find any pathism of Buddhist without include four noble truth and true truth? Yeah? We couldn't find, yeah? That's why Buddhism, what base of, people said path is Buddhism. Then, path is, I become Buddhism long time. But still we don't know base, you know? We have to know base. What base of Buddhism? What the base of Buddhism? Four noble truth and true truth. This is really important. Then path. What does mean path here? Talking about path. Yeah, the path we're talking about five path. Yeah, we are talking about. Yeah, also we talking about three trini. Path we are talking about three trini. Lam lopasum, three trini. Yeah. This is a kind of Buddhism, really basic of Buddhism. Like we say. Include like in what we say base, path and result. Base we say four noble truth and true truth. And what are the path in Buddhism? Now here we're talking about path. Path is three trini. What are the three trini? So what's the trini of morality, yeah, trini of like kind of concentration, trini of wisdom. This is the path. When you practice Buddhism, when you really go to in path of attaining Latin, we have this kind of three trini. Even we say five paths, yeah, is include three trini. Then what is the result? Now we say, okay, path is Buddhism. We are talking about four noble truth, two truth, then three trini. Then after, then what is the result? Yeah, result we're talking about like three kayas, like, yeah? Three kayas. Dhammakaya, then what is it? Sambhogakaya, Nimanakaya. Yeah? Yeah, kayas. Yeah. Secession is secession we refers to the every like we say nirvana, yeah? Is a kind of secession we can refers to the all aya. Or our heart, they have cessation. Yeah. This is a kind of basis. So I really want you guys share something kind of what you say. It's not like a kind of class, you know. We just share each idea and openly and then we can learn more, you know. So what do you think? Or maybe you tell me, oh, practice in Buddhism is this way or something. We really have to find method to really practice Buddhism. No waste your time, no waste your, what do we say, energy, yeah? What is energy, yeah? Yeah? So actually, I just mentioned that base. Usually, I just mentioned three, yeah? Is Buddhism is based on three. These three or everybody. That's why first practice in Buddhism, you have to really clear those three. If not clear those three, then you practice Buddhism, or then you practice some other things, it really doesn't work. Just like we last time we were talking about two truth, yeah? Two truth, we see. I just like here we do just like review two truth, yeah? Two truth, we are like talking about reality and unreality, like in English. Then what does reality mean, unreality mean? We already talk, yeah? Reality and unreality mean, what does it mean? It doesn't mean something is there. Is reality and unreality really refers to our mind? Because it means something exists there, is really completely, absolutely exists there. It means reality. If something doesn't exist there, absolutely according to our mind perceive, is unreality, yeah? Then you know how unreality. That's why we really can, those kind of reality, true truth, we can really apply in our life. How you look people, how you thinking towards people, how you talk with people, when you talk with people, how you think. Those everything you can apply and you can use in your life. We have to really find something use in your life. Yeah, this is yeah. Those all things they are just like at least, okay? At least His Holiness always say like Buddhism, we really have to practice like 10 virtues. Yeah? What are 10 virtues? 10 virtues, most 10 virtues we practice, yeah? Yeah, we say, yeah, 10 virtues, yeah, most like Luji Len Ngakin Namba Jida, yeah? Gaya Yiji Namsun, yeah? Luji Len is a three action of body, yeah? This we practice, yeah? Three action, what are three practice? What are the three actions of body? Yeah, Sochiwa, Mashembalan, Sochiwa, Kinlin, yeah? This way, of course, we practice Buddhism, we say, always say compassion, because that's why we don't want to kill. Yeah, but we don't want to kill, but we eat. Just kidding. Yeah, but we don't want to kill, you know. Is we like soldier, first body action is first, we don't want to kill, yeah? It's killing, yeah? Yeah, killing, we don't do. Yeah, but when we eat vegetables or something, you know, we don't really purposely, intentionally to kill kind of bugs, insects, something, you know. Yeah, it's a kind of different intention. But if you have really intention to kill something, that means kill. Like if there is something, bugs there, and then if I really intention to kill these bugs, yeah, it's really no good. Then, yeah, just like... Yeah, that's why we really, because we don't harm, you know, we don't kill. That's why, so true, yeah. Actually, here is killing is really here in Buddhism with 10 virtues, yeah? Non-virtues like killing. Killing is really refers to the killing of people. It's not like only animal. Like, you cannot kill people like this. But we don't do this kind of these things. Yeah, killing. Then what are the second? Three body action. This. Sochiwa machine. Then we are stealing, yeah? Stealing, yeah? We don't stealing. This we do. You have to think how many 10 virtues you practice, yeah, stealing, yeah, then miss what is it, miss sexual conduct, yeah, yeah, Buddhism, we don't do, yeah, then 3, then you don't do, you're good, you know, now 3 you don't do, and then now we have to 7, yeah, 7 out of the 7, then 4 actions of speech. What are the 4 actions of speech? Yeah, this lying, zhen, chama, cizu, ngache, yeah? Zhen is a kind of lying, yeah? Lying. Is lying means, lying means, doesn't mean lie like something like, oh, it's like, we call like kind of big lying. Big lying means, or just like, okay, you pretend to know something and then tell people. It's like big lying. Like, okay, maybe if I tell some people, even I don't know, I tell like people, maybe I have power, even I don't have power, and by cheating or something, yeah, it's kind of big lying. Like somebody say, I have power and I practice in Buddhism, it works very work, then I see something, people like to tell like this. It's a big lying, it's very dangerous. It's one line is a kind of sometimes is like kind of joke, you know. Yeah, don't affect people, kind of lie, like kind of cheating, you know. Cheating and try to kind of expect something from people. Yeah. Then lying, then this action of your verbal action, yeah. Then we say, zhen tama is like kind of flatter. Like kind of flattery, you know? Just like, okay, if you give me something, okay, if you give me like iPhone or something, yeah, I cannot tell you like talk with you very nicely. Oh, thank you very much. Your iPhone is very nice. Then maybe you try to be nice to her or him, and then try to get more something from him or her. You cannot do like this, yeah. That's why sometimes people, sometimes they give me something, I just say thank you. It's very difficult for me to say, it's nice, something. It's very difficult for me to say, you know. Yeah, just, if they give you, just like thank you. Thank you very much, maybe that's enough. You don't have to explain, oh, it's very nice, nice color. Where did you get it? Well, like caution, you know. Yeah, just like, yeah, kind of those. But anyway, those 10 virtues, you have to really, we have to know, you know. Even like, okay, I'm really surprised, you know, just like we practice Tantra, we don't know like kind of Samatha of Tantra. Even like I'm monk, you know. If I become monk, if I take monk's vow, I have to know Samatha of monk. Okay, then somebody say, okay, you got initiation. Everybody got initiation, yeah? Yeah, everybody got initiation, okay? And I ask, what, how many misdeeds of Tantra? Root misdeeds, and there are cross misdeeds, yeah? Samatha, yeah? Yeah. That's, we really have to problem, you know? If I talk like, sometimes in the class, it's like kind of harsh. Yeah, it's just like kind of very rude, yeah? It's like kind of hurt people's belief or hurt people's practice. But I really don't want you like cheat yourself, like suckle again and again, nothing change. Yeah, I really want you find something, method to change your mind. That's you have to find. You cannot say, oh, the most important is changing mind. Did you try to find method to changing your mind? We don't, yeah? Yeah, that's why it's really important, you know? Don't say just change mind. Practicing Buddhism is very important to change mind. Then did you find method to change your mind? We don't practice to find, yeah? That's you have to find, that's... That's why if you don't find method to change your mind, then suck. Next time, then we believe previous life, next life. You come back next life, start to study, then you suckle again, suckle. You know, yeah, that's why. I want to really find you something, find method to a little bit change, you know, our mind, kind of negative thinking or negative talking, everything, something, you know. It's like literally want to little bit improve, like kind of peaceful, get some like method to get peaceful and method to get strong mind. Yeah? It's method to like find little bit different between non-practice Buddhism. You know? Some, what I think, you know, it's like lots of even me, or because I cannot blame other people, you know. Some Buddhism practitioner like just like too much, just like they practice Buddhism for pride, practice Buddhism for jealous. It's no, we don't practice Buddhism for pride, jealous. Somebody sees, okay, I saw like people, okay, first when they before practice Buddhism, it looks a little bit nice, little bit calm, and after practicing Buddhism while, it's kind of little bit, instead of become peaceful or instead of changing mind, they're like, what do you say, it's kind of like progressing like pride or jealous something. That's really, yeah, it's like kind of ego something. That's why we have to kind of practicing Buddhism practitioner really have to be different between non-practice Buddhism. We really have to become example of non-practice Buddhism. Yeah? What kind of, then they, that's why you know what kind of example you have, non-practice of Buddhism. What kind of example you give them? Yeah? Is example of a kind of angry, yelling? No, this is no, yeah? That's why we have, what kind of example you have to give them. Then if we really nothing different between non-practice Buddhism, then where is our practice? If you are really worse than non-practice Buddhism, then why we practice Buddhism? Why, yeah? That's why it's really, I just share like what I see, you know? It's very important. So, that's why this morning I want to see Jim Easton, yeah? He, day before we went to see him, he's in the house. This morning, they took him to in the hospital because he couldn't breathe in, yeah? Then hospital, the nurse, he said, I'm really ready to go. I'm really, really ready to die. But his face, even he very sick, you know? He couldn't eat, okay? Very thin, okay? He looks really positive. His face, positive. He never looks, it's not looks kind of like worry, like, you know? The nurse, one nurse came there and then asked us. Then he has really kind of secret practice or something, what he has. And I asked why. Because he sick, he's very sick, he has cancer, he's old, but still he's very nice, he's very positive. He doesn't worry. Then I told him, he practices in Buddhism. He's a really good practitioner. He said, that's why I'm ready to go. Yeah, that's why it's kind of, we really have to find method to find when you have something problem, yeah? Even like everybody have to die. We really have to find method to, when you almost die, when you almost sick, you have to find method how to challenge, how to, against your problem. Even like, oh, I have something problem. When you But practicing in Buddhism is really have to find method to against your problem when you have problem. Yeah, this is kind of practice of Buddhism. That's what we really have to find, you know. This is a kind of my general idea, what I think come in my brain. So now you have to share something, please. It's not like kind of class. Now we are going to share, you know. Yeah, sharing something, yeah. So, because actually, introduction to Buddhism, because today I prepared to kind of, I want to tell them a little bit, introduce Buddha story, and then how to Buddha attain enlightenment, then before practice Buddhism, how do we prepare to practice Buddhism. Just like, yeah, I want to share this, but no new students. So you can share something, yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh. No, maybe it's okay. In your behavior, you. Teaching, yeah, Buddha teaching.
How could you say, I'm a Buddhist practitioner, I practice Buddhism? This totally is against the definition of Buddhism.
Yeah, usually, yeah, because it's really, really kind of like practicing Buddhism doesn't mean like come to temple or just, you know, but we say like example, we don't know what is going on in your mind, you know, it's very difficult to see, yeah, but it's real, like, even like, if I know like monk or who is really practicing or practitioner or no practitioner, we know their knowledge, we know their action, you know, if you don't have knowledge, how are you going to really serious practice? Set serious practice, Buddhism serious practice, first, we really kind of have to know base, you know? Like base. If we really like, just like if we don't know ABCD, base of fundamental of language, like language, ABCD, yeah? If we learn it like basic, yeah? If we don't learn from kindergarten very well, how are we going to read English? How are you going to be good in English? How are you going to learn? Just language or how are you going to read English? How are you going to write? Just like first we like A, B, C, D, all we have to like step by step, make sure, you know. Then once then you really clear, you know how to read, then you can do whatever you want. You can use writing, reading like this, yeah? Yeah, practice is really good question, like, it's really good practitioner because really have to sure make clear a kind of, I just mentioned the three bases. That's why I surprise the people. Somebody say, oh, I got initiation. I don't like kind of jealous like initiation. I can give initiation. Initiation doesn't mean, initiation, people who give you initiation, it doesn't mean who has power can give or who has no power can give. It doesn't mean who has power. In the book, if you really read of kind of old tantra, you know, just like is a tantra, like we said before, I mentioned like secret, yeah. During the Buddha time, secret, they refer the explanation of secret means on their time, Buddha keep and don't scatter, don't spread, don't teach everybody. That means they're secret. Now, people, how do they use? Secret means, or you cannot share whatever you know, power, like, you see? Then later, okay, this Buddha's tantra later come in Tibet. somewhere. It's like kind of use business. If you give initiation, people respect you. If you not give initiation, people not respect you. If you give initiation, people think you are his guru, their guru. Yeah? Then become like this, you know? Now even like, okay, like people who have never been Tantra monastery, like monk who never been in Tantra monastery, monk who never like, just like, okay, finish like sutra class, they start to give initiation in Tibet, everywhere, even in America. I don't want to say name. It's funny, you know. There's one monk, he just finished his, even he didn't finish Geshe, because the most monk, they study Tantra after finish Geshe, yeah? For 1 year, start. But even they don't finish Geshe degree, they give initiation. Then people think, oh, if you give initiation, the teacher give you bless or power or something. No, you know? People who listen initiation, if I ask, what does initiation mean? What kind of feeling you get initiation? Yeah? Even they don't have kind of background of Tantra. That's why Buddha said it's really dangerous to like give initiation. Like if you don't have background Tantra, that's why we really, if we really don't have background of Sutra, then how you gonna have background of Tantra? Sutra is kind of the basic or kind of intro to practice Tantra. Even in Tantra monastery, even monks, first they really, you have to make sure kind of sutra, and then you start to study Tantra. Yeah, sutra, just like I mentioned, like Four Noble Truths, and yeah, it's like, yeah, those all, even Heart Sutra, everything, you know. Yeah, this is, but anyway, I just like, don't criticize anything, but it's, I just feel like kind of, you know, I really feel like mercy. People really, they like, they cheat by themselves, and they lost a waste time, and they suckle. I feel like really mercy, you know. They really suckle. Go here, go there, nothing learn, nothing change, nothing find method to change your mind. That's why I feel really sorry, you know. Yeah, that's why I really force here to people learn like kind of basic or like tenet or those is for the help them, try to help them to find some method to practice Buddhism. Yeah, because just like give transformation, everything I can give, you know, is nothing to trance. I cannot trance you, nothing, my knowledge, nothing, you know. Nothing trance to my power, I don't have power. Yeah, that's why I feel like, you know, it's really, it's practicing. His Holiness always say like, we say just like MB asked question, what's definition of practitioner, you know, practitioner. Practitioner means you have to apply what you learn, what knowledge you have to apply. That means practitioner. If you apply or if you do meditation, you have to have knowledge, you know, you have to know. That's why people say power. You see, power like, Israeli don't have, it's like somebody say, oh, I power you to, like, what do you say? Show like power to show you magic or something, you know? It's like power to change people's mind, power to people make happiness. No, power. You see, even you just like Buddha, this, you just think about like Buddha's like teaching in Four Noble Truths, Tunab Divat, in one verse, yeah? Tunab Divat, Chi Mutrishin, Roy Dunge Chagan. It's really true, you know? Shachamuni said, I cannot wash your sin by water, and I cannot take out your sins or your suffering by my hand. I can take out, I can help you take out your suffering or your sin by my teaching. When you apply, when you learn and apply. Yeah. Also here we, most first practice in Buddhism, we really have to know like kind of three line. People, that's a problem, you know. Practice three, four line. What are the four line? Four line. We say four line. Yeah, four line. Usually, yeah, four lines, yeah? Four lines. What are the four line? Yeah, rely on definite and no rely on interpreted. Then what? What are three? Rely on mental and no rely on sense consciousness. Then what? Rely on teaching and no rely on person. Yeah? Rely on teaching and no rely on person. Yeah? Yeah, like relying on, because like people now here, lots of people just like relying on person. They don't rely on teaching. Like people or who has like or Rinpoche. Like in Tibet, okay? If you have name Rinpoche, everybody put on throne over there. Everybody come to listen to your teaching. If you have just name of Geshe, it's very difficult to come to people. They far away. They think, oh, you have name of Rinpoche. Maybe they think they have power or something. Example, like I have name of Rinpoche. If I go to Tibet, oh, many people come. They, you know, they think I have power. Absolutely, I don't have power, nothing. Same. Ordinary person, we all same. That's why they don't rely on teaching. They rely on person, name. You know? Just like in Tibetan style, there's many people confused, you know. There are lots of Rinpoche, his name, Rinpoche, Rinpoche. Rinpoche, then this is kind of, you know, yeah, Kenzu, Kenbo, all this Rinpoche, you know. Yeah, this is, it's all kind of name, you know. We don't rely on person, we rely on teaching, Buddha teaching. Yeah, rely on Buddha teaching, not rely on person name. Don't care he has a Rinpoche name or whatever, you know. Rely on his teaching. What is he teaching? Yeah, well, pay attention to what he's saying. Pay attention to what is the background of his teaching. Background of his Dharma learning. That's you have to kind of method to find teacher. Yeah. Okay, then, Kwok, do you have some?
Yes, I have two kids here, and they know nothing. So can you start from the beginning? Because Logan, he need to learn.
Yeah, they're really good because we is slowly, you know. Because you just teach them, just give them advice. How you usually like in Tibet? Okay, I have story. One story. Last week, I told my brother, he's Rinpoche. Okay, he's Rinpoche. He's like kind of high in Rinpoche. He's like kind of high. Sometimes he, because in Tibetan style, if you don't listen, they beat you.
You hear that? You hear that?
America's free state.
Yeah,
they
free state.
But I still beat you
as
a father.
Then, yeah, Tibetan style, you know, if parents, if kids don't listen, their parents beat you. Then I told Rinpoche, my brother, please don't kind of use this power. Don't like think like, oh, you are Rinpoche, then other people put down there and give them job, treat them like slave. It's no time to do like this. It's 21st century. You have to be equal. You have to be equal. You have to be below them. Okay. Don't hit any people. Don't beat any people. It's not correct. If you really want to hit people, you really have to show them their life. Show them life. You know? Just like I told them, because when I was in India, you know, someone beat me, but they didn't show me their life. Okay, if I like give them chess, you know, if I want to like recite, first we have to memorize something. Memorize. After memorize, then we have to take tests. If you test no good, they hit you. You didn't pass. That means they just hit you, you know. You know, but you have to explain, you know, people, you know. If you really want to scold kids, you really have to, what is the life? They have to know what is the life. How really you going to be a good person in your life? This kind of method you have to tell them and teach them kinds of kids. Yeah, what method? What is life? First, that's why His Holiness asked, yeah, what is life? What is life? Yeah, what is meaningful life? That's what we ask. Yeah, what do you think? What does meaningful life? What is meaningful life? Do we think we have meaningful life? Yeah, meaningful life. Also, you helping other, and you. What do you think? Meaningful life means you really peaceful. When you have peaceful life, that is meaningful life. We are looking for peaceful life. That's why His Holiness said, peaceful life is not come from money. But we really have to have money. We really have to have material things, you know. If no material things, we cannot survive, you know. But we have to be satisfied. If we don't satisfy, then we always more, then more problem, and then that's what meaningful life means within your mind. Yeah. Yeah, somebody say, oh, we practice Buddhism, renunciation. Renounce means, oh, we renounce house, everything. It doesn't mean like this, you know. Before I mentioned it, how do we renounce? When you meditate on samsara, renunciation, how do you meditate? I ask you a question, who will share? Just like we meditate on samsara and we really want to come out from samsara, yeah? Then how do we meditate? Yeah, that's why we really, before our class, you know, it's like Webashika, told them what purpose of talking about selflessness is a person of, what purpose of talking about selflessness is a person of, what purpose of talking about emptiness, what purpose of you meditate on emptiness? Yeah, that's where we are. What purpose of meditate on emptiness? What purpose? Purpose, you know, we have to find purpose. What purpose of meditate on emptiness? You just meditate on emptiness for find reality or what? Because everybody want to, oh, we have to really meditate on emptiness, we have to meditate something, you know? Yeah? What purpose of meditate on emptiness? What purpose of meditate on selflessness persons? But just like emptiness, you know? But usually when we recite the Yamitaka Sadhana, yeah? Long sadhana, yeah? Om so ba wa shi da sa wa dhamma. We decide, yeah? Yeah? That with the chinga, yeah? Then you start to meditate on emptiness, yeah? You meditate on emptiness without purpose? No, yeah? What purpose do you have? What purpose of meditating on emptiness? For what? Yeah, purpose of meditating on emptiness, maybe like, okay, which we have to purpose or meditate on emptiness is a kind of antidote to what? Like kind of self-grasping, you know? Meditate on emptiness and it will help you to generate, create progress, your wisdom of understanding emptiness. That wisdom will become antidote of the self-grasping, yeah? The purpose of rid of self-grasping. But we have self-grasping, you know? Too much self-grasping. But this is really like, even I express here, even I easy to talk, it's difficult for me, but we try to find you can do something in your life. Really have to find one thing, okay? That's what I think, really. Just like hold one and try to do it. That's what I think. Even like, okay, here I like talk like emptiness. Just talking is cheap. I mentioned, you know, emptiness, talking emptiness is cheap, but it's even difficult for me. You find something, practice in Dharma or something. What do you say? You have to find one topic like maybe compassion or maybe renunciation or something, you know? Find one and then try to step on this. Try to use day by day. Yeah, this is really good, yeah. It's really good. Like me, I cannot say I have compassion. I really try to, that's what I think. Even like I already became Geshe, I already studied 23 whatever, you know. But I really want to practice on compassion. That's what I think. I really try to step on this. That's really, I really try to practice, you know, step on this. Even I can generate great compassion or no compassion, you know. But really want to step on this in my life. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You know, that's why first we really practice compassion. We really have to find kind of, have to associate with people. I just mentioned, open your mind and associate with people without kind of negative thinking, without kind of like suspect, just like open and share and try to share and try to help people and try to feel other people suffering and then try to pray for them and then try to do something for them if you can, you know, as much as you can, you know. We don't have to do or help people means or give them money or something. It doesn't mean, you know. You can help by many actions, you know. It's not only talk, try to do something. Help, maybe take care of something. Many things you can help, you know. It's not only talking. Yeah, just like we always like, okay, talk compassion, 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 compassion. Meditate on compassion, compassion, compassion. Talk, yeah. But no use action, you know. That's why we say talking is cheap and we have to have action. Yeah, because like somebody say, okay, meditate on compassion. Sometimes this means like if you meditate on compassion and then you feel other people suffer and then you just feel like cry, you know. Other people suffer, is really suffering, just feel like cry. Then it means really you have really feeling towards other people's suffering or other people's, problem. If we really don't feel in other people suffering, nothing, just talk compassion, just only do your way, then it's kind of strange. Just kidding.
Therapy. I do psychotherapy with prison inmates. And so talk is about all I can do. But one thing I I try to keep in mind as I'm talking to them, because some of them have done some pretty bad things. I try to keep in mind that whatever they've done, they sit before me as a result of all their previous causes and conditions.
Yeah.
So that anyone else who had the same causes and conditions would be in the same place that they are. So it's like they've dug a pit for themselves, and I try to help them build steps to get out.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm really like appreciate it. Rejoice you. So I just mentioned like her, you know, Rocio. Before I mentioned, I told her she's working in the, like, kind of, what do you say? Yeah, nursing home. And I've been there maybe three times or two times, something, maybe three times with Lotto, you know. Then I told her, when you really get in their house, sometimes it's really, here in America, you know, it's freedom, but I don't know what are you thinking, you know. Sometimes you have to go like kind of this place and you see other people's problem, other people's condition, you know. Then you get feeling, and then really you can pray for them, and then it's really help for you, you know. I just told her when she work, when she get in the house, before get in the door, I told her, try to recite Om Mani Padme Hum and pray for them, and then something to do with really with your compassion. You have really good chance to practice compassion and help those people. When you get in there, some people couldn't talk, some people like crazy, like easy, a lot of there. You see, it's really kind of what do you say? Sad, very sad. Very, very sad. So, yeah. Sometimes we have to go. Maybe, yeah, it's there. If you have time, maybe sometimes go and see, you know, those people. But this is just my idea, okay? Just like, I don't know how you practice compassion or how well practice compassion, you know? Just like I've been like, maybe our gym is our center student, you know. If somebody go there and to see him and go to in the hospital, there are lots of people sick, lots of people die, and go there and pray, recite mantra and recite mantra for them. And then, oh, if I going to be in the hospital, what should I do? Like, you have to think yourself, you know. Everybody going to die, you know. Yeah, this is I really, you know, go to see him and then pray for him, and you know, if you have time, it's really, you know. This morning I told him he's really kind of strong, positive. Then I told him you really do meditate, or something being suffering like in the hospital, just like visualize people who lay down on the old like bed, you know, almost die. But I told him you can talk, you can do prayer, but lots of people, they couldn't do pray. They lost suffer, almost die. You know? Yeah, pray for them, you know. We see and we really, 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 you are practicing good. It's really we have to do something, you know. Your action or within your feeling, strong feeling towards people. That is really kind of way to practice Buddhism. It's not like just meditate, do pray. If you really don't have kind of this feeling, then it's kind of useless. I cannot say useless, sorry. Yeah, then, what is time now? 3:15, yeah. No, I have to talk more. What should I talk now? Finish. I finished my mumor. Yeah, usually, even like I have really not you, I have like kind of scattered mind or thing or different things. Then I try to really focus on the mind and try to bring back and try to do something or recite or pray or something to do something, take back my mind. That's what we have to, try it kind of recite some mantra and then try to recite and do meditation. Even like I have like, since I came here to the United States, it's like I have kind of like kind of nervous when I talk people or something, like kind of nervous, like kind of action. I know when I talk with people, like kind of way of my action, like people just like almost, you know, what is doing wrong? Are you okay? Like this, kind of, I have this kind of this action come in my, like kind of nervous is. It's like kind of feel like something stuck here, something. That's why, that's why I try to calm down, try to do, it's like, that's why, I try to do, and because, so, that's what I really have to share all of you. And some practice of Buddhism and show action of Buddhism practitioner. Show action of Buddhism practitioner. Everybody see your action, even your practice. Even no matter how much you practice, you think, no matter you think you become Buddhism long time, but people know your action, how you are practicing. That's why we try to show Buddhism practitioner actions towards people. That's the most important. We have to, I just mentioned that we have to different or more superior than non-practitioner Buddhism. If your action or if your everything, habit, everything is worse than non-practice Buddhism, then what? That's why I mentioned that we have to really become example of non-practice Buddhism. Yeah. That's the main point here, practice Buddhism. That you have to, that's kind of things you can find in your life. You can do in your life, yeah? But we say we want to attain enlightenment, become Buddha, then how will I become Buddha? That's what I think. How can I become Buddha? Is my mind, everything is like stuck with something, you know? It's kind of negative thinking. That's what I think. Oh, I have really to do in my life in something. Even I already become monk, I have really to do in something in my life. What should I do? You know? It's like better to do what I can do in this life. What I can do in this life. What can I use in this life? You can something do and practice, you can use in this life. Then you can maybe, oh, we have next life, whatever. You can do something else next life. Yeah? Whatever you did in this life, it will come up, pop up easy, you know? You can do something else in this life. If you don't do anything in this life, nothing changes. Same. Next life, you become baby, study, start. Same. This. That's what we call cycling. Cycle. Nothing changes. Yeah. You have some going. What do you think? Yeah, it's really, because even I tell Singapore students last night, please really don't cheat yourself, you know. It's to do something. I know they are really, I don't want to put you guys down, okay. They are really passionate. They do lots of frustration, like, even like me, okay, Joyce. Like, you know, it's like kind of example, you know. Because people is just like, we cannot say, or I don't like, or she's talking something. It's, we have to think. That's what we, when you give people like, okay, even like your guru, when you respect your guru, you have to see good qualities and bad qualities. You have to like make cage, you know, just like, you know, like her, she does patties, do prostration, yeah, prostration or do method, like this, everything, you know. Even like, you know, she went to see gym many times. We didn't go anywhere, you know. She always go to see, there's a one old lady, is really sick. What, Delia, you know. She always, every week, they go there and bring food and do prayer. It's really impressive, you know. It's kind of, you know, we have to really make two, you know, bad qualities and good qualities. You have to, you cannot like blame people you don't like. You have to bring good qualities and bad qualities and compare. Yeah, that's why I never think her. Sometimes she's very strict, direct, you know, very direct. Sometimes I angry with her and something, but in my mind, you know, it's nice, you know. It's really good practice, you know. You think we don't do practice, you know, 10 times you do? We just like accumulate merit. What do you accumulate merit? At home, what do you accumulate? Maybe you do water bowl in the morning? Everybody do water bowl, everybody do prostration? Yeah, easy. We don't practice, you know. We don't do whatever, but just do whatever. How much you do accumulate merit? How much wisdom you have, you know? This is everything we have to, you know. Yeah, it's really we have to, you know. Yeah, and yeah. Yeah, inside, really, yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why I told you, when you work with them and reside, mantra, and then visualize compassion, Buddha mantra, and then compassion has 3,000 eyes, 3,000 legs, 3,000 arms, 1,000 eyes. You have this kind of these eyes, everything you have. Please help to those people. You can see those people suffering, like, you know, just like, yeah, this, yeah, this. Maybe sometimes you have to invite some of our students. Invite them and to see them and then pray. Inside, really, those all are really old. Somebody cannot move, somebody like crazy, somebody like almost die like this, yeah. Maybe you go see there, you know. If you don't see, if you don't do anything, then yeah, maybe Rosie, you invite. Let them breathe them and do them meditate. We're going to meditate, compassion. What do you think? Is a good idea or not?
Yeah, actually, sometimes
yeah, actually, here I really think maybe you guys, we have a group and maybe go to see maybe Jim, because his son, his family live far away, he's alone. This morning he told, yeah, if you send a student come to see me, I'm really appreciate. Yeah, he. Yeah, maybe, yeah, it's sometimes if you, our group, you know, sometimes, that's what I think, because we always said compassion, but I guess I tell, because like in Malaysia, we have like kind of example, like small center, you know, in center, their students are really friendly, sometimes they go out together, sometimes when they sick, they go to the see each other, if they need help, they help each other. Even Singapore, you know, before the Singapore, yeah, they go to see each other. We have to really kind of practice of, if we don't care anybody, each other, then what practice compassion? What practice Buddhism? What kind of practice Buddhism? That's what I think in America, what kind of practice Buddhism, you know? Don't care anybody, just talk, then just do meditate. You doing meditate is for yourself. You have to do something other, you know. Show action something, you know. And that's why we really, it's like, really like become most important. Like, we have really like kind of a small group. Like example, show people. They are really friendly. People come here. Other people, non-Buddhism, come here. Wow, those people really nice, very friendly. Wow, it's like kind of like, oh, it's really friendly. Oh, they're really good practitioner, you know. Some people come here just like, you know, I don't know you, just like, you see. Just like, this is what, like kind of example, like, even they are really good intention, no good intention, you know. You go to Catholic in the church, I won't be there many times, okay. But it doesn't mean I want to become Catholic, you know. But you have to share, you know. One day I went to there. I went to this one of priests who came to my school. He invited me to Catholic church. They kind of summer, the summertime, the students give kind of class. Yeah, I went to there. Oh, people are, everybody come towards you, ask a question, talk to you. Hello, is. Really feel like different environment, you know. That's why we have to be like people, like show your love, affection, you know. Affection is the basic of compassion, yeah. Compassion, those everything come from. That's why His Holiness said, we have affection since child, since from mother. Since from birth, that affection you have to affectionate, yeah? affection that you have to increase. Increase. No affection, there were kind of Buddhism. That's why I'm really, there's kind of a new Buddhism in the world. Just kidding. It's okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, good, good, yeah. That's true, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you see, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, I will try if I know, you know. I'm not that good in mantra. Yeah, we'll do slowly, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Okay, what's the time now? It's 3:34. So that's why we prepare for introduction class, but there's no new students, nothing to share. So maybe you better ask me more question or something, share your idea, and maybe share your idea how to practice Buddhism, how to method to find peaceful or something. You share your idea, you know, other people. Huh? Yeah, that's why, because here I just like, today we prepare this introduction for new students, and then I think if there come new students, then I want to really slowly they start from the, like, Four Noble Truths or Refuge. That's what I think, but yeah. But you all are become Buddhism long time, and study those, you know, make sure Refuge and Four Noble Truths, how to take refuge, what is the benefit of taking refuge, what is the disadvantage of not taking refuge, yeah, those everything, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe, yeah, then, and I'm not going to teach Four Noble Truths, what should I do? Maybe you ask some question, discuss. Maybe here we do discuss, share your idea, you know. Yeah, more your idea. What do you think? Oh, then time is everything. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Then next time there's what should we do? There's no introduction, new students. No, next time maybe, I don't know, maybe 2 o'clock class, maybe cancel or not? No, I mean introduction, Buddhism, introduction class. Yeah, maybe then, okay, next time I'm gonna explain, like, kind of, I just mentioned Buddhism is based on three bases, yeah? Three bases. What are three bases? Yeah, that's why I mentioned, yeah, I just mentioned, you know? Yeah, I just mentioned that Buddhism is based on three bases, yeah? We have to know base, you know? If you want to dig something, you want base, how are you going to dig? That's why, yeah, three. Buddhism is based on three bases, yeah? Then base, then path and result. Then what are base? I mentioned that Four Noble Truths, two truth. Then path what? Three training, three higher training. Then what are result? Three kayas, yeah? Yeah, maybe we're gonna talk this next three bases in next week. I think so. Yeah. Yeah, we try to. Yeah, it's really. Yeah. Okay. You're welcome. We have class again. Okay, thank you.